So welcome to Free Association. It's Tuesday afternoon, just after 1 p.m. It's the 28th of February 2023. I'm getting my act together again. Going to be recording half a dozen podcasts this week, I think. I'm going to aim for one or two per day, but some days it'll be three and other days it'll be nothing. So half a dozen in a week, plus the radio show, plus Chris Wilson's show, is all right. That's about eight shows a week. I think if I aim for that and I manage six, then I'm doing all right. Or even if I manage four, I'm doing all right. But I need a certain number of uploads of shows to catch the Spotify algorithm. Looks like three a day for a few days, catches the algorithm, and then you've got to be regular after that to maintain it. Doesn't have to be three a day every single day, but three a day for a few days, and then one per day, let's call it, catches the algorithm. Two a day is better, though. So we've had a few things going on. And actually, it's Tuesday, isn't it? It's Tuesday today, not Monday, but there you go. So 28th of February 2023. And I would normally do this in Destination 1850 at the Central Station, but I'm trying a new combination of audio interface and the computer. So I'm testing at home. Got the PodTrack P4 running as the interface, and then a Shure SM48 PGA as the microphone, if that means anything to anybody. And this seems to work all right using WavePad as the software. I haven't managed to get Reaper working properly yet. I'm still working on that, but WavePad works pretty well as long as you're not expecting huge technical advances. It's all right if I want to put two things together, merge a couple of files, or cut something out of the audio. It's all right, but anything more complicated than that and I'm going to struggle with it. But basic functional editing I can do. All right, so Chris Wilson's show on Saturday was particularly good, I thought, even though we ran out of time. It was an hour and a half. Well, we didn't get started until half an hour in, so we literally did run out of time on the main bulk of the show. So we got through part one and part two of the Nazis in Antarctica material, and we've still got part three to do this coming Saturday. And then whatever additional material Chris comes up with, I'll separate it out. I'll edit it into two sections, and then we've got two separate shows, two shorter shows rather than an hour and a half or 2 hours. But it's working reasonably well. It's picking up a fair number of downloads, reasonable number of downloads almost immediately, and then it builds up slowly to 23, 24, 25 downloads over the course of the next few days, which I think is okay. It's broadening my range of content, which is one of the reasons I wanted to do it. It gives me a way of getting used to the idea that I'm presenting other people's material. It doesn't have to be something that I believe in because they believe it. So it's about freedom of speech, really. It's about advocating for freedom of speech for everybody, no matter no matter how ridiculous the things that are coming out of their mouth might seem, everybody has a right to express what they believe and what they think. And it's not up to me to make a decision about whether it's real or not. It's their decision. I'll present it and then people can take it on board or not, as the case may be. I'm not claiming that it's real. All I'm claiming is that somebody believes that it's real. So the other material on the podcast is more me. It's more my belief system and my stuff. Not all of it, but quite a lot of it is me. The Neville Goddard material is pretty much where I am at the moment. The Emotional Freedom Technique material is pretty much where I am at the moment. So what I was going to do is record 3 or 4 short Emotional Freedom Technique sessions and put them together as one podcast. I've been doing that in the cafe, but I haven't figured out how to transfer over the material from the P4 onto my laptop yet. I'm going to have to download a manual to figure it out. It's a little bit more complicated than it looks. Even though it doesn't do very much, it does it in quite a complicated way. So I might end up doing that with the Rodecaster Pro 2, just simply because it's easier to do it that way. We'll see. I like doing it in the cafe, but if it's going to be complicated, it's going to have to be at home with a Rodecaster or at home with a P4 recording into WavePad, which is how this one's working. So with this setup, I've got to hold the microphone on the stand as well, so I need to find a place to put this microphone where it's going to stand up on its own so that I can then use both hands for the Emotional Freedom Technique. It's all little logistical things like that get in the way.